Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Bamidbar Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah in the Parsha of Bamidbar. Our Aliyah is a little longer, it's 25 psukim from Perigimel Yudalad to Lamites. In this, the main point and the main focus of this Aliyah is counting of the tribe of Levi. We hear about the following details. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu it's now time to count the Levim. We've heard about the counting of all the other 12 tribes of Israel, but not Levi. So we here divide up into the three children. There's Gershon, Kahas, and Merari are the three children of Levi. So we hear about the numbers. In Gershon, the count is 7,500 males. They camp west of the Mishkan, and then Nesibe Sav, their leader is El Yosef ben Lael. The job that's given to Gershon is to carrying the curtains of the Mishkan and the outer courtyard. We then hear about Kahas. Kahas has 8,600 males. They camp to the south of the Mishkan. Their Nesibe Sav is Elitzophon ben Uziel, and their job is carrying the Klei HaKodesh, the Aron, the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbechos, and the Masach, the curtain of the entrance. And finally, we hear about Merari, who has a smaller count than the previous two at 6,200 males. Their camp is north of the Mishkan. Their Nesibe Sav is Tzriel ben Arichael, and their job is carrying the beams, poles, and sockets of the Mishkan, essentially the skeleton, which is the framework of the Mishkan. We then hear that Moshe and Aaron and their family is, and the Kohanim, is dwelling to the east of the Mishkan. So we now have four camps, like we have the four camps of Bnei Yisrael on all four sides. And the Nesi'e HaLevi, the head of all the leaders, is Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, is in charge of all the Levim, in charge of the individual families. And in total, we hear about 22,000 Levim as a whole. A few points to ponder. Number one, you'll notice that the counting of the Levim is Mibon Chodesh Vamala, from a month and old. Why is it not being counted? Why is their tribe not being counted from 20 years and above like the rest of Bnei Israel? So Rashi explains that from the age of 30 days is when a child leaves the stage of Nephilim. God forbid if the child is not viable. But why so young? So Rashi quotes Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shalom, who says that since the matriarch of the family of Levi, or one of the matriarchs of the family of Levi, Yocheved, was born between the walls. She was the 70th soul coming down to Mitzrayim. So because of that, in a certain sense, her family too is also counted from such an early age. The Rashbam explains on a more simple level, Rashi's grandson here, and says that because the exchange is going to be with the Bechorim, the firstborns, then the firstborns are redeemed at 30 days old. Therefore, it's only natural to count the Levim who are going to be exchanged for them from 30 days old as well. Another question, is there any relevance about where everyone is camping? So we hear about four external camps, the four directions, which each with three tribes clustered into it around the Mishkan. And then we have the internal camps of Gershon, Kahas, Merari, and Moshe, and Aaron, and all the Kohanim. So is there any relevance to the relationships? Yes, says Rashi. Rashi tells us both in Pasuk Chavtes and Lamed Ches that Moshe and Aaron are adjacent to the camp of Yehud, Yisachar, and Zvulun, which is why Yehud, Yisachar, and Zvulun became such Torah scholars as a function of being close to such tzaddikim. Where a tzaddik tov lishchenoi, good for a righteous person, good for their neighbor. However, Dathan and Aviron came from the tribe of Reuven, and that was right adjacent to the area of Korach, which was next to Kahas. So that is Oyle Rasha, Oyle Shcheno, woe to a evil person and their neighbor. All that discontent was being sowed in that particular area as well. One has to be very careful, the environment one where one is. Questions basically is, do the numbers add up? If you add up all those numbers of the different sections of Levi, 7,500, 8,600, and 6,200, you not get 22,000, you get 22,300. So where do those 300 go? So Rashi explains, well, that's actually because they themselves were Bechorim of Levium. So you're not going to exchange a Bechor of a Levi for a Bechor of Yisrael. So therefore, that's why those 300 diminish the amount. Now, that's obviously not, doesn't mean there's only 300 families, because a Bechor only counts if it's a male firstborn with certain restrictions, but it does give us a certain idea of the certain family structure if one does the math as well. Why is it that in total, Levi is such a small shevet? If you look at all the other tribes, I mean, though, in the lowest of the tribes is around 32,000, and Levi over here is 22,000. So why are they so much significantly smaller than the others? The Ha'emek Davar of Natali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin explains that is because they were treated with greater din, because they were closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they knew more Torah, so Hashem was more careful with them because they should have known better, whereas Bnei Israel did not know better. They weren't punished and they weren't treated as carefully as the Levim. Another explanation that Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains is that because they didn't suffer, so their population did not boom as well. Which means the bracha of Kasher Ya'anu Asom Ken Yirbeh V'Ken Yifratz was only applicable to those tribes which had suffered. Levi did not suffer, they were given a priestly exemption from work, which has mean they did not increase as much. The increasing and the blessing was to be found through suffering, and that was not something which Levi had as well. This concludes Bamidbar Chamishi. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.